time or down the road. And fortunately, I'm given the opportunity and really excited to be here. So,
okay. Since Pittsburgh, I know you worked out with the Saints, I think I read. Mm-hmm. Is there any place else you've been since then?
Yeah, I worked out after I was in Green Bay in September. I went to Buffalo and Seattle and then New Orleans just recently. So,
okay. So what have you been doing? Is you just keep in shape?
Yeah, been working out, throwing pretty much daily and just trying to stay in shape. And also, I've been working as a mechanical engineer. That's what I got my degree in. My father-in-law owns a mechanical engineering company in Washington, so I've been kind of helping him out more than anything, just a couple hours a day when I'm not, in the gym working out. So,
okay. Obviously, your college is a bit off the beaten path. Can you kind of tell people what you bring to the table?
Yeah, Central Washington is the smallest Division II, but I think people watching ESPN now know that Division II is pretty formidable. You got Bernard Scott, returning touchdowns on kick returns, and Johnny Knox for Chicago. Mm-hmm. Those are all guys that were in Division II that were names that I was going up against. And I just feel like coming from the situation I am and not having been given an opportunity to play football for the last month and a half, I'm hungry. I'm hungry to get out. Practice feels like a blessing, really, rather than a burden. So, mm-hmm. I'm excited to get out and just kind of work hard and show what I can do.
John Kitna was an idol of yours,
Yeah, John Kitna was from Central Washington as well. And I've had a chance to speak with him a lot over the last 6 months. And, he's provided some good insight. And, he's been in the league for 12, 14 years. So hopefully that's the path that I'm going to try to follow as well.
Okay. How things go today?
They went good. I got to meet a lot of the guys. Felt like the team chemistry here is amazing. Guys are very, receptive. And I still haven't met everybody. Mm-hmm. And I just got in this morning at 8 o'clock. So, pulled an all-nighter on the red eye last night. So, my adrenaline was still going, keeping me up today. But, I'm going to get the playbook and study hard tonight and then crash and get some sleep for tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem.
I'm sure it's good to be having a job.
It's great. It's great. Not only just a job, but a job with a team like Green Bay. You can go to a lot of different places, but, this has a pretty rich tradition, so it's pretty awesome.
Does it make it sweet in a sense like Mike McCarthy enjoys a reputation as a guy that's good for quarterbacks?
No question.
He's got the quarterback school. Is that out there, and does that make it extra sweet?
Oh, definitely. I was talking to a few guys about that this morning, and, it's kind of hard mid-season. I know that being a third-string guy and just coming in, there's not going to be a whole lot of opportunities for me to get a lot of work in, so I'm going to have to spend some time after practice doing things like that and doing a lot of mental reps. But, the off-season, I'm really looking forward to getting that coaching, getting, working on my technique and just becoming as good as I can be because, there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have come through here and gone through, that school and improved tremendously, and I'm looking forward to that. A little bit. I mean, a lot of the concepts are the same, but the actual verbiage is different. So, I'm just going to have to clear my mind a little bit of the past offenses that I've ran. But in college, I played for four different offensive coordinators that all changed the verbiage. So I'm used to, trying to flush it out of the system and learn the new one. It's going to take some time, but there are a lot of similarities between what they're doing here and what we ran in Pittsburgh and even what I did in college. So, I think I'll catch on to it pretty quick. I was in Pasco, Washington, which is part of the Tri-Cities. That's where me and my wife are living right now in Kennewick. And Pasco is southeast part. I had to fly up to Seattle at 9 o'clock, had a layover till 12:30, went to Minneapolis. I think I landed at like maybe 6 o'clock and then jumped on Minneapolis to Appleton, I believe is the name of it. Got there about 8 o'clock, came straight here, talked to the doctors, got my equipment, and then we had practice. So, it's been – haven't had a lot of time. And I just found out yesterday at 3 o'clock that I was signed. And I left at 8, so I packed up as much stuff as I could. And, like I say, it's definitely a blessing. So, I'm excited. I don't even think I could sleep if I wanted to. So,
What were you doing after the Steelers let you go?
After the Steelers let me go, I was staying in shape, working out with some of the local football players in the Tri-Cities and working out. Took a couple trips up to Central Washington to watch them play. They're undefeated right now, number one in the nation, so I had to catch one of those games. And then I was working part-time for my father-in-law at a mechanical engineering company that he owns, which is what I got my degree in. And then I've been doing a couple workouts I've had four workouts with different teams between Pittsburgh, let me go, and now.
Who'd you work out for?
Green Bay was the first one, then Seattle and Buffalo, and then New Orleans. I actually worked out with New Orleans on Tuesday. So
when did you work out for these guys?
It was like middle to late September. I'm not sure the exact date, but it was about 2-3 weeks after the release date of September 5th.